This is the Harrogate Family Law Show. I'm James, joined in the studio by Claudia, and we're looking at mediation today and legal advice. What are the other alternatives that you can have to court going through this process?
Yeah, so if you've decided that actually mediation isn't the right thing for you, but you know as a couple or perhaps on your own that actually you equally don't want to go to court, then really you need to think about the other options that are available to you and your ex. And there's kind of predominantly three options. The first is negotiating through a solicitor, through me. For many people, particularly if it's a relationship breakdown that's been quite recent, the idea of sitting in a room with the other person, again, particularly if there's an imbalance of power, is just not something that they feel that they can do. And if there are complex assets involved, they feel that they need kind of legal advice throughout the process, then negotiating through their solicitor is kind of going to be the best option for them. Equally, other people will say to us, well, actually, I don't feel I need a solicitor. I think we get on well enough and I understand the position enough that I can kind of sort it out with my ex directly. That is an option, but I would really encourage people to be wary at two points. The first is, what you don't want to do is do a deal with your kind of ex that actually you come to realise once you get legal advice from us is a really bad deal.
Right.
So come to us first of all, understand the law and the scope of what's going on, and then by all means, if you feel confident to do it, go back and negotiate.
You've got that knowledge then, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Then secondly, if you've kind of struck that deal, what you must have is a financial order that's approved by a judge that sets out the deal. I've actually got a gentleman that came to see me last week that was under the assumption that him and his ex had sorted everything out. It'd been done with years ago. The transfer of the family home, jobs are good, and if you'll excuse me. She's now popped up out of the woodwork and said, oh no, I'd like a pension share, please. He doesn't have a financial order. He doesn't have something that says that's the end of our claims. And she is now able to continue to make a claim against him.
And we've talked about this before, haven't we? So it's something that you really need to be aware of, that 20 years down the line, they might pop up and go, well, actually, now that you're a millionaire or whatever,
yeah,
I want some of that.
Yeah, absolutely. We never know what's going to happen to us. Inheritances, the lottery, we can be so lucky. But it's really important that we get that financial order.
Definitely. Collaborative law as well. What's this about?
Yeah, so you can have the collaborative process where you have a... It's a tongue tie, excuse me, James.
You're right.
A collaboratively trained lawyer. And their kind of focus is different to just negotiations through solicitors. And what they will aim to do is work things out face-to-face around kind of a roundtable meeting. But actually everybody, including the solicitors, commit to trying to resolve the issues in a collaborative process. And if you can't resolve the issues, then you'll actually have to go off and get separate solicitors.
Right.
So it's a real commitment to resolving your settlement in a way that suits kind of everyone in the room, both parties. And then the last one that I've popped down is, it's a process that's probably uncommonly used, but is bringing about more and more favour, and it's called arbitration.
I've heard of this before.
Okay. So the idea is that you'll ask an arbitrator rather than a judge to make a final and binding decision. The reason people tend to use this process is because, sadly, our court process isn't as efficient as they would like. Or maybe they agree on an awful lot of things, yet there's this one niggly issue that they know they're not going to get over. But they're worried that if they take it to court, they'll be still be in the queue kind of thing
waiting,
a year later.
Waiting, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So what you can do is you can go to an arbitrator who can either decide the whole thing for you and hopefully much quicker than the court system would, or the niggly little issue that you just can't seem to resolve.
So can mediation be used in any other setting then?
It can. And I've got actually a couple of cases on at the moment. So we don't just necessarily deal with relationships that have broken down in couples. We do have situations where people own, for example, property with other family members. Or you can have things like land boundary disputes. That's not really what we tend to do, but that's another area which is really suitable for mediation. So if you have got a dispute where you know you don't want to take it to court and the dispute is about kind of family members or personal relationships, then by all means, still give us a call and talk to us about your options. And if we can't help, I'm sure we can find you a solicitor that can. Or conversely, obviously, if we can, we can talk you through next steps in the process.
Brilliant. So if they want to get in touch, how do they do that?
Yeah. And so they can go on our website, www.harrogatefamilylaw.co.uk, or you can contact us, Harrogate number 01423 730 715, or just drop us an email and we'll get back in contact with you.
Claudia, thanks so much for coming in again.
Not a problem.